Amusement is happiness for those who cannot think. Amusement is happiness for those who cannot think. Now, what type of person is a person who cannot think? That's a person who's got to always have something to amuse him, something outside of him to take care of him, to make him happy, to make him feel fulfilled, to make him feel delighted. And if he doesn't have something outside of himself to make him feel delighted, he is lost. He is lost and completely devoid of all interest in anything. Now, you say you're interested in golf. You say you're interested in going to the parks. You're interested in going any place. You're interested in climbing mountains. You're interested in hiking. You're interested in swimming. You're interested in being with your family. You're interested in all these things. Well, now, all those things are amusements. All those things are things that is the happiness for people who cannot think. Yes, that's true. When a person thinks, he can go into his own inner sanctum, to his own inner self, and find an understanding, a peace, a love that is far beyond anything that he ever dreamed possible in the outer. Because as we look in the outer for happiness, as we look in the outer for things to amuse us, we find that we run short, that sometimes they just don't do it. They don't handle it. But then when we stop and think, we stop and listen to the divine voice within us, to that magical voice within us that's telling us all the wonderful things that exist in this world and all the wonderful things that we are. When we listen to that divine, wonderful voice, what's taking place in us? What's taking place in us is a new awareness, a new light. Oh, I see, a new illumination, a new marvelous quality of happiness that we had never dreamed possible. As you well know, you're very happy when you see someone else smile. You're very happy when you see people having things in this world that make them happy, that make them fulfilled. You're very happy on many of the outer things in this life. And as you are happy on these outer things in this life, you are just not really satisfied, but you're content, and you feel that's good. And then comes a day, yes, that wonderful day. Then comes a wonderful day that you are listening quietly within, and you are illuminated with some brilliant idea, with some brilliant thought, or not even some brilliant thought, but just some contenting thought. You're so contented that you feel that all is good, all is wonderful. And that feeling of contentment, that feeling of peace, that feeling of harmony and joy within yourself cannot be found in the outer. For truly it doesn't exist in the outer. It only exists in the inner. And as you are aware that it exists in the inner, what happens to you? As you are aware that it exists in the inner, you feel content. You feel a happiness for the first time. A happiness that says to you, all is good, all is beautiful. A happiness that says to you, this is a wonderful world that I live in. It's a wonderful world that is here. You see, when you look for the outer, for amusement in the outer, you find the amusement in the outer. It's always there. But when you look with your inward eye, when you look with your inspiration, your imagination, your illumination, when you look with this trio, you see what's going on in the outer from a new point of view. And that new point of view is one of a great joy and a great happiness and a great harmony, because that new point of view says to you, all is in divine order. The new point of view says, hey, everybody is happy, everything is happy, because that's the only way you see them. The new point of view gives you all the joy, all the magic, all the wonder, all the glory that you could ever desire for yourself. And that's so wonderful, so beautiful, so remarkable, so outstanding, so glorious. But yet, it's only for you. It's only for you. We can look on the outer for amusement, but then we are tired when the amusement is over. Oh, we're happy tired. We have had a nice time. But we are not feeling the bliss that we could feel. And the bliss that we could feel is what happens when we go within. The bliss that we could feel is happy when we think. When we let our minds take us into the attitudes and the vicissitudes of joy and harmony and love and peace and magic. When we let go and let this inner self flow forth so beautifully. We have in us everything that exists. We have today, tomorrow, and yesterday. We know all things. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. We know all things. We know it now. And when we claim it, when we name it and claim it and draw it forth, then we experience it. And we can experience that right now, because that is our nature to experience it. That's our reality to experience it. And how do we experience it? By thinking. Now, are you ready to think? Are you ready to let go of your divine inner self and let it shine out and be fantastic? Are you ready? If you're ready, it's ready for you. The divine in you is ready for you now, and it always was and always will be. The divine in you is that ideal self in you that's ready to be brought forth into all areas of your life in harmony and beauty and goodness and all that is magnificent now. That's what it's all about. Are you ready for that? I would think you are. Are you ready to understand who you are? Then think about it. Think about it. It's not some profound esoteric thought. It's a very light, gentle thought that is right on the tip of your mind, and you know it. It's right on the tip of your thought, and you know it. It's right on the tip of your beingness, and you know it. And then you say to yourself, I let go and let the divine in me have full sway. I let go and let God. I let go and I am divine now. Yes. Happiness is such a seldom thing when we go for outward amusements. And it only leaves us, so to speak, exhausted when the day is done and we have been so happy, but we did those things. And then when we quietly walk or sit or lie, it doesn't matter what we do. When we quietly are in repose and begin to think, what a wonderful world this is, what a wonderful life this is, what wonderful things are happening to us every moment of our life. When we begin to think that, then everything turns out marvelous for us, and we begin having all of the joyous things that we really want, we really delight in, we really know. When you're ready for that, it's ready for you. When you're ready to realize that, then it's ready for you. And it can be right now. It can be right now. Amusement is happiness for those who cannot think. Amusement is happiness for those who cannot think. And a person who has learned how to think, just to listen to the divine within him, to listen to all of the wonderful things that shine forth in his life, to know that they're true, that person is a person that has all of the love of the universe shining forth in his life, beautifully, bountifully, joyfully, wonderfully now. And that person is you. When you let go and let the divine in you shine forth beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically, now and forevermore. That's what I do. Join me and enjoy it too. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.